We're back again.
I think they missed us. Not that we haven't missed a week in 2 weeks now.
I know, we're on a roll.
I know, it's ridiculous. I'm so excited.
And we're not alone. We have a full house.
Plus, we got some guests.
Company.
We can't mention everybody, though.
Why?
That's an audience. That's just an audience.
People in the crowd, there's a 50-50 draw tonight.
Oh.
You guys, I like your odds.
I like my odds.
No, he's the prize. Oh. What do you mean you like your odds?
Oh,
I'm out.
I'm out now.
Have a look.
I'm looking out.
That's not it. But Jeff, before we get into our topic, Jeff's got a good... First of all, who's on the table.
Oh, yeah. So there's Dave. I'm here.
Hi, I'm here.
Hey, Rita.
I'm here. Yeah, hey.
We got Donna. Hey, Donna. We got Jeff.
Hi.
And we've got our poopy.
Our podcast groupie.
I haven't been here for a long time.
I know.
You're working on Wednesdays, and I work Wednesdays. So.
What happened? Did you quit?
No, I worked Sunday. They gave me Wednesday off. I'm like, yay. Oh,
perfect. But it's not really Wednesday. It's Friday.
Oh, yeah. Friday. I don't really get Friday off.
Every day is Vodka Friday.
Everybody's Vodka Friday. Every day is Vodka Friday.
24/7, 365.
Right? Anyway.
So, yeah, you had something to say about Jeff?
No, Jeff's got a good story for us.
Oh, good.
Shockingly.
Yeah, met a girl. I know.
Oh, boy, here we go.
How'd that happen?
She came to Paris, and things went pretty good.
No, how did you meet her, though?
Oh, I met her on Bumble.
Okay, so Bumble's going good for you?
Yeah, actually, it's not bad.
Oh, okay.
But, after this episode, I don't know.
You don't know. This is getting...
Wait, you know what? I'm sitting beside you, and I'm going to, kick you under the table. If you say anything, that's going to fuck this up for you.
No, I actually made up... I actually was mature.
Were you? So this
No, I'm saying what you say tonight.
Mm-hmm.
If you say anything that is stupid, I'm going to kick you.
I know, but...
What do you mean, say something stupid? That's a given with him.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Did you just meet Donna? Meet Jeff.
I know. Our other guest, Donna.
You'll get to know him in a few minutes.
I'm not going to pinch him. I mean, kick him. I'm going to pinch the back of his arm like you did with your children.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because that was like non-aggressive. Nobody can see that I'm actually doing that.
And our other guest, I said, do you have any jokes I could tell on the air? She goes, that's a person. I thought she was talking about me.
So tell us
about this girl.
It
started off wonderfully. It started off pretty good, and then slowly changed.
So you met her. She
good to
grade.
Came to Paris, but we slept together, but nothing happened.
Okay.
Well, that skipped to the hard part right there.
We didn't ask that.
There was no hard part.
Did you not get it?
No hard part.
Nothing hard. Did you meet for coffee? Did you come to your house?
We were talking, and then we met. And
you met at a park. She just what happened?
We met for coffee.
Bed?
Then she came to Paris.
Okay.
We were chatting for a couple weeks. We met, and then she said, "I'm going to come to Paris." I said, "Okay."
Okay. So in Paris, where did you meet in Paris?
She came to the house.
Okay, your house.
Because that's what you do when you meet people that are new. You invite them to your house, you fucking dummy.
Well, she questioned her.
No shit. No shit.
It was her choice. It was her choice.
Okay, so what was it?
Well, by the time the second date rolled around, I was starting to... Things kind of slowly veered off track at the first date. And then by the time the second date rolls around... So we're going to her place in Hamilton.
Yeah.
She tells me she was a victim of a home invasion years ago. And on the Saturday night when I was out with her, she goes, I was talking to her. And it was like she couldn't hear me. And I was like... I'm like, sit right next to her. And I was like, what the fuck? Hello? No, I'm not here alone. And I turned to her and she goes, well, I forgot to tell you, I am hearing impaired.
Oh, okay. So she couldn't hear what you were saying.
Yeah, but we'd already spoken. I'm thinking, well, how did we talk on the phone?
I'm going to use that, by the way. If I don't like somebody, I'm hearing impaired.
Yeah, really.
I am.
Not a bad line.
Not bad, actually. What did you say? Okay. That's what he learned.
I started texting. Siri.
So maybe that what it was. Maybe that's what it was. It was talk to text. So she was reading what you were saying. Every time you
well,
said,
I think that could have been it.
True, yeah.
Because so I was kind of challenged with the hearing impaired thing because she says, I can't hear in one ear, and I can only hear 25% in the other. And I go, okay. Well, you're deaf.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because I was thinking, if you're hearing impaired, you've got half your hearing. Well, mm-hmm. She's only got a quarter.
She's just trying to be polite, but apparently you can't call her deaf. Don't be politically correct. Oh, so you're just deaf. Yeah. Like, geez, there's a ring of sympathy there.
Seriously. Why are you fucking around? Get to the point. Yeah.
I don't want to see anybody take advantage of a handicap.
So here's what I think. Here, as the story progresses, I think it might have been, I think she probably could hear, but I think it was a call for pity. So continue. If he pities me, maybe I can do this.
Next thing I know, she's talking about moving in. And this
with
is
you.
Yeah.
What?
So I'm going to give last notice. What do you think?
Whoa.
What do you think I'm moving in?
At this
no.
No, there's nothing hard.
No.
So you.
There was nothing hard between us.
You showed up at your door. You're sitting on the couch.
We sat outside.
Outside on the veranda.
We went for a walk over town. Okay. We had dinner.
Did you hold hands?
Oh, you had
That's
dinner.
That's it.
You did have you dummy? Did have dinner. Where did you take her to dinner?
I took her to Cobblestones.
Okay, nice. Because
I couldn't get into Stillwater's.
Yep, but so it's a nice, comfortable restaurant. Yep, so you're having a good tete-a-tete.
Yes, she couldn't hear me.
She couldn't hear you at the restaurant.
Well, because she said, I was talking in her deaf ear.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And she only had her hearing, because she doesn't even wear a hearing aid in that one.
Okay.
Where's the
she's
other
she's deaf, not here.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
She was sitting on the wrong side.
So did you call her a name because she
no
because she's minus a leg or minus an ear?
No, there was no missing a leg.
She said, "So you're deaf."
You had that one with a cat.
No. He really is the inclusive date, right?
And then the story kept morphing. Her stories didn't match up. And I questioned it, hey, but I just fluffed it off. I was like, oh, fuck it. But when the hearing impaired thing, and then when I get to her apartment and she's telling me about this home invasion she was a victim of, and that's why.
So how did she get to her apartment from your place? You took her home?
No, I went down there the other on
God,
Sunday
there's
night.
There's a lot of gaps missing.
I went there.
I feel there's like hours of gaps missing in this story. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You
know? Start at the top.
We slept together, and then.
Nothing happened. He never slept with her.
Okay.
It's like Jeff growing up. It's weird.
Oh. Well, and then when I was with her again the other night.
Oh,
so
okay.
She's
so skip to another.
Bed.
This is number
so
two.
She's
number
got
two
this bed. It was fucking huge.
Okay.
It had, you had to use a stepladder to get up on it.
Oh, it's like a California King?
But it's elevated with those.
Oh,
yeah,
like three
vibrates.
What, she thinks she's like Princess B or something?
Paul jumped. Paul jumped to get the bag.
Can you feel this? Can you feel this? Can you feel this?
Yes. You're not a princess. You're really not. I hate the Princess and the Beast.
Yeah. The princess wasn't deaf either.
Damn it. In my
or hearing
impaired. Really.
There was 3 feet.
I'm saying you're wrong with that.
So you take her to
her
place.
There was 3 feet of fucking pillows.
So
she kicks the bed up. Just more comfortable. Hang on. We're coming to her apartment door.
Okay.
All right. And she's been telling me about this home invasion.
Okay.
That's what caused her deafness or her hearing impairment.
Okay.
And there's 3 deadbolts on the door. There's 3 different keys. She's got this fucking key
3 ring. Deadbolts? Seriously? So
I'm not shitting you. This gets better.
Where does she live?
Hamilton. The okay. door opens, mm-hmm. okay. and then there's a cable, like a cable.
Yeah.
Like a cable.
Yeah.
With a lock.
Yes.
And then there's a fucking 2-inch chain with a lock. And then there's this other mechanism. It looked like those ones you put on a steering wheel. I swear to God. And we're fucking around. And
you're like, hurry, somebody's coming.
I say, well, what a home invasion. The fuckers are coming up the hall. How do you get in? I said, how do you get in that quick? I said, fucking 10 minutes just get in the apartment.
No shit, yeah. So you get in there. Yeah.
Get in
you
there.
Got a California King.
So then I'm
steroids.
Introduced to the bed, and I look around the apartment. That's lovely. It's lovely. And she's going, well, this is the washer. She had taken a picture of her washer and dryer for when she moves in, we can bring it to Paris and use it.
What?
She had herself moving in, giving last notice in August, and moving to Paris to live with Jeff. Oh, and Jesus. It gets
that was
better.
That was on the first day.
It gets better. No, second. It gets better. Oh. She starts talking.
It's because he held hands.
About Mary.
Children.
She. I like the name Johnson. I could be Mrs. Johnson. I went, no, because her name's the same as my sister. No, you, no, no, no. There's already a Michelle Johnson.
Yeah. You're not kidding. The world doesn't need another one.
And yeah. You're the wrong color, besides. So it went sideways, getting in the apartment, climbing the stepladder to get on the bed, having to climb off the bed in the middle of the night to go to the washroom. What a fucking adventure that was in the dark. I thought I was going to lose a leg. And you all know how I feel about partial legs.
Right.
Anyhow.
You're sort of good with them.
So,
yeah. With oddly enough, with women and with cats.
Yeah. Right?
Right? There's a common denominator.
Remember
going
Tippy
on.
The cat?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she fucking went nuts. And
yeah. Maybe it's you.
Peg and Tippy.
You know what?
It's not you, it's me.
I'm just going to say, yeah, maybe it's you, Jeff. I don't know.
Peg and Tippy. Did anybody hear that? That was fun.
Oh, right.
I heard it.
What's Felicia's song? It's not you.
So anyhow, I'm on the bed, and she's... But as we're going to go into the bedroom... She, there's a CPAP mask on the stand,
Okay.
So he has a thing with CPAP masks.
Remember?
Yes, right.
Right? Like, so, it's just like, ooh, dog. Yeah.
Yeah, like he thinks
remember
he's
the
like,
girl that told me
like with
says,
Darth Vader.
Yeah. Luke, I'm not your father.
Faster, Jeff. Faster.
Jesus.
Harder, Jeff. Harder.
I wonder what would happen if you
actually
had sex with somebody wearing
Batman.
A mask on.
I don't know.
Like, would they get a big adrenaline thing with all the oxygen? Would it make it better? Like, who knows, right?
I'm in.
Like, what do you think? Would you try it first? Let us know.
You so, did say there was no hardness to this, and I can see why.
Yeah, there's still, yeah. Mad.
So
yeah.
We got the hearing impairment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now the CPAP mask.
Not that you have a problem with hearing impairment.
Yeah, but
not
you had
all.
The washer and dryer in between there?
She was going to toss that in when she moves in August.
Okay, but that's a deflator on the unit right there.
Well, yeah, that seemed to be a major topic.
No, you should have gone home on that.
Well, did you actually? So
I never had sex with it.
I did not have sexual relations with her.
So you had no sex with her.
Just used a cigar.
He's doing a Bill Clinton. Her dress is covered, but it wasn't.
The dress has a stain, but it's not for me.
Not mine. Not mine. I would never go there. I smoked the cigars.
It's not like I said, can I duck into the closet to jack off before I go? No.
Oh, my God.
No, Jesus.
So, CPAP mask, and then she kinks the bed up, because she's got to kink the bed up, because she's not going to wear the CPAP mask, so she
what
can...
Mean, kink the
she
bed?
Doesn't want to die.
She's elevate herself.
She's
so
got
a medical bed.
Snore.
She's got a
so
medical
not
bed.
To die,
oh.
So that she was sexier for him.
So she doesn't snore.
Yeah.
And
okay.
She still snort.
I held
those
the
adjustable
bed.
Look, wait a minute. That's nobody's fault. If you snore, you snore. Like, unfortunately, that's nobody's fault. It's not like you can control it.
Do you know the snores you hear in cartoons?
Like
that. Where the feathers blowing? I was fucking looking around. I thought the escarpment fell into Lake Ontario.
All because you didn't want to wear the sleep-out machine in front of you.
Yeah, but meanwhile, she's got my side, and I...
She was looking for a sexy time.
But it never happened, you said.
No. No, there was nothing hard.
There was nothing hard between
us. It was too hard.
And she's like, wait and cling on, and I'm like, fuck, I'm hot. And you're deaf. What chair am I supposed to talk into? Then she says, I can't find my hearing aid. And I'm like, where do we look? Nothing's happened. I don't know how the fuck you lost it. I didn't touch your
ear. So what, like cuddling or something?
Did you look there?
What you're doing?
No, I didn't look there. I didn't look there because I didn't go there. Regardless, she was a nice enough gal, but a little foggy on truths.
Like inconsistent.
Very inconsistent. And the thing where she was marrying me and moving in and couldn't wait, and I can't wait for you to meet the whole family. And
sent pictures with measurements
of her
stuff.
Of her stuff.
I think it'll fit. Of her bed. Of her dresser. See if it would fit in the house. I swear to God.
And then when she's there, she goes, oh, it'll all fit here at the end tables. And I'm going...
Fatal attraction.
I don't remember.
She's boiling a bunny like right now.
Oh my God. Good move inviting her over. There was a fucking brilliant move.
Can you just go out for a fucking dinner and not do that? Wow. That's just way.
Yeah, that's bizarre, right?
That's crazy.
Okay. I know.
How old is she?
We don't know.
54.
She might have been 54. So she could have been 45. Might have been 60. We're not sure.
Well, right? Well, still old enough.
I'm using the hearing impaired thing, though.
She
I'm
could
sorry,
be a dude.
Hear you.
What was the class?
She might be a dude. We don't know.
Right. No, well, that's no. what I'm wondering.
I'm pretty sure she wasn't a dude.
Oh, no. Okay, that's good.
Not that I would. Nothing happened, so I didn't know. I wouldn't have known, but I'm pretty sure. I had, you know, you look at the angles.
you look for the third leg.
The Adam's apple. Yeah, that's a giveaway.
That's a giveaway.
Did you just lift up your chin a bit?
There's an Adam's apple.
Hey, you're a dude.
Good Lord, where do you find these
people? You have no idea.
There's so many gaps to the story. I just don't understand.
No, Dave, if I told you all of it.
It sounds so bizarre.
It was fucking bizarre. But regardless, I turned to
the weird part is you had a second date. This is what I don't understand.
No, that's the second date, I think, is what perpetuated the marriage. Oh, like, come on.
Yeah. So she's never had a second date.
She's in.
So Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, this is a second date. I guess we're getting married.
Was she attractive? what you would find attractive. Everybody's got their own.
Yeah.
But another thing that threw me.
Like, there's another thing that threw you that wasn't enough?
And she wore hair extensions.
A lot of chicks were.
Yeah, they do.
I know. And then full-blown wigs.
Yeah, a lot of them do.
Isn't that hot? Are you sure?
I don't wear a wig. I got
sure
enough hair to
wear a dude. Are we sure?
I did see her without the extensions and without the wigs.
How?
Well, she took them off at night.
What do you mean the extensions?
Well,
she took the wigs off? No, because extensions can pull out immediately.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
And then she took that shit out and she put the CPAP on.
Yeah.
Well, just so you know, I wake up looking like Phyllis Diller, so I don't have a fucking leg to stand on.
No, right?
I'm pretty sure whoever I wake up
with. You can't have too much weight on your fucking head.
What happened to you last night? I went, I don't know. I thought I looked prettier. Just saying. So I don't judge.
Oh, my God.
I actually woke up this morning and went, what the fuck? This is why you're single, Rita.
I've seen your hair first thing in the morning.
Oh my God, it's absolutely insane. It's like I rub balloons on it all night.
Mike is too. Mike's like a troll doll when he gets up.
Yes,
the like
I can see
like,
that.
Standing straight on end. Jesus.
I can so see that.
That's right.
I look like a little troll doll. I tell them that every time, too. You look like a troll doll.
You're so hot, Dave.
Yeah.
That's classic. I turned to the young lady last night and I said, you know what?
You seen her last night?
Yeah.
How many dates have you been on with this girl?
Last night was the breakup date. The breakup date.
<'Cause> it's after, not you, it's me.
How many times did you see her?
Three.
Felicia, wow. Great talk.
So the third time I just said, you know what? I'm going to go home. I don't think we're a match.
Lose where I live.
That wasn't my house.
Why would you bring someone to your house? Like,
particularly when you don't know them.
Have I not taught you anything about dating?
Listen, I was on my own. Like, I didn't have time to call. And at least at the end, I made a fucking sound decision to fuck
off. Don't let them know where you live.
I mean, all right.
Especially with the women you go out with. I'm sorry, but they're a little loony tunes.
Oh, shit.
Meet. Somewhere neutral where nobody knows anybody.
All right, well, I'm gonna
doesn't work out either. I was in a coffee shop.
I'm going to give you a checklist.
Yeah,
what you
the lady
can
in the coffee
do.
Shop that dropped the old
right.
my husband
can
and
you
I
be my husband?
Yeah. relationship?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a fucking battle that night. What, like, who does dishes? Remember that? Like,
fuck, you know what?
That was
you know,
one of the funniest things
You
ever.
Have no idea how many times I've relayed that story to people.
She's told your story so many times.
And they just and they die. They go, come on. I go, and Jeff, you got to know Jeff. And I go, can I ask you a couple questions about this? Who cuts the grass? I go, no, and then the dishes. Who does the laundry?
Who's doing the groceries?
Yeah. It's fuck funny.
Who's cooking on Tuesdays?
I swear to God, we should get him, find out when he's going on a date, and then we should, like, sneak in. Right?
Video. Just we did like, video.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah,
we
did that to you. The background.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't sneak in. You went, hey! Poor bugger.
That's a great sneak.
Rita!
We're here.
Jesus, why is she ignoring us? Rita! Jesus Christ.
I turned to her the other night and I just said, I'm sorry, I don't think we're a match. And
what did she say?
I'm going to leave.
Yeah, what'd she say? What was her?
Did she cry?
No, but she just had a real bewildered look, and she questioned it, and I just said, I'm sorry, I'm going to go home.
Not this?
Sign language. I can't read sign language. I didn't have a fucking clue what she was saying. And I can't talk backwards because she's hard to hear it.
So how did that date go? Like, so you called her
out for dinner. I was talking to her, but I was talking in the wrong ear.
So the third date, you took her out for dinner again.
No, third date, we went out down in Hamilton.
You went to Hamilton.
I thought.
Went to her house.
Yes, that's when I discovered all the locks on the door.
That was on the second date.
It was on the third date.
I thought, what was the second date? Oh, you were holding hands. Oh.
Okay. And so
anyhow, there's not going to be a fourth date ever.
Holding hands is kind of intimate. Don't do that unless you're like you're in.
Exactly.
I was Jeff. Lance Romance came out.
Oh my god.
On
Lance Romance.
You know, you're Jeff. Really? Stop it.
I was all Jeffed up, you know.
Jeffed up.
My first pulse is dropping. I'm hearing impaired.
But still,
so you felt like you had to hold her. She's not going to fall.
And when I said she's deaf, that didn't go over really well.
No, hard to believe.
What do you mean? I'm hearing impaired. Okay.
Have you learned nothing from the three-legged cat?
From the three-legged cat.
Have I learned anything in 59 years?
No. Which is how I preface all the stories that I say. So you know, you have to listen to the podcast. Jeff's made every bad decision you can make in life. Just saying.
Times two.
Yeah.
There's not going to be another date.
Love you, Jeff.
Don't you think he'd write a great book, though?
Yeah.
Don't you think it'd be fucking hilarious?
Write a book on your dating.
What not to?
Honestly, he should write the trials and tribulations. All Jeffed up. All Jeffed up. All Jeffed up. All Jeffed up. And nowhere to go. I swear to God, you should write a book.
You're gonna get like super rich. Somebody's gonna write a movie,
and I'll be single.
Right?
Yeah. No, if you're super rich, you won't be.
Still gonna be single.
Yeah, but I'll fuck it up.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, you will.
Some woman will take me and take me.
Accurate.
You didn't fuck this up. She was weird. You're measuring your furniture?
He put three dates into it.
Yeah, I know.
Dude,
that's
like,
too many. Too many.
I was unsupervised. Rita was
clearly.
Rita was out of the country. Donna wasn't around where I could say, what do I do now?
No, I'm not taking responsibility for your life ever.
No.
I would be less funny for me.
You say stay.
Yeah, go. What do you mean you're leaving? Fuck off. It's not enough stories
yet. Put the mask on.
Take one for the team.
I've heard a lot about these Bat masks. I'm going to fucking wear one night.
Take one for the team. Keep going.
There he is.
Oh, my God.
Podcast stories.
So that's it. There is no more.
Does anybody else have a dating story?
No.
This is great.
No, but I did meet somebody.
Oh, did you?
And I quite like him.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So it's not a crazy story.
No, he's actually probably the first adult I've met in a long time.
And I actually met him.
Donna met him, too. Nice, super nice guy. Okay. Kind of like me, actually. Nice. And he's never dated anybody like him.
Oh, cool.
So I'm like, how are you going to handle that? He goes, I don't know. We'll see. Right? But anyway, no. You know what?
Smart.
Nice. Smart. Successful.
Yep.
Driven. Shit that matters to me is the driven part, for sure. He's ambitious. He does a lot. Seems like a
funny.
Good family guy.
Yeah.
Funny guy. Cool. Just a nice guy.
Is he deaf?
No, hearing impaired.
And he's not blind either, before you go there.
No.
Just saying.
That's bad.
Just remember, Vodka Friday is all inclusive. We don't care.
Absolutely.
No,
deaf. Hearing impaired. It's not deaf. It's hearing impaired. I was corrected on that a few fucking times.
Yes.
It's not. What's the cat's name?
Tippy. She did not like. What?
It's a challenge.
Don't
cat.
Make fun of my cat. He got hit by a car, and I'm like, fuck
you should be
off.
Careful with your cat. Then it should be a house cat.
Listen, I drove all the way to that time, and I had to change a fucking tire.
I know. No, you chose to change a tire. You didn't have to.
Oh my god.
Well, I thought it was change a tire and blowjob day.
Blowjob.
Like that's
day.
It. Like I, you know what?
You took
actually,
the steak and blowjob out, and you went, okay, I'm doing the change
wanna,
tire and blowjob.
I want to meet this girl because I'll tell you, I have a lot of respect for her. I
was
got him to come over and change her tire and then threw him out because she was offended by the guy. She'd probably fine.
Any chick could get a guy to come and change her tire.
You think?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Come on. Give your head a shake.
Well.
If you were going on a date, no, I can't go on the date because I got a flat tire, I'll come and change your tire. Of course you're going to do that.
Yeah.
I'd do that as a woman.
Well,
if there was a dude that, you know, said I can't go and I really wanted to date him.
Yeah.
And you'd go change his tire?
I can change a fucking tire.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
What are you doing tomorrow?
No, I wouldn't do it, but I could.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing tomorrow?
I can change oil.
I got a flat bike tire.
Yeah.
Want to come change my tube?
Yeah.
Oh. Worth a shot.
We're hey, relax. Worth a shot, pun intended.
I got another little, you know how you always go bow, chicka, wow, wow?
Bow, chicka, wow, wow.
Okay.
So,
what you know how you do that all the time, Dave?
All the time.
All the time. It's starting to get like, right? Like, do you know how you do that all the time on this?
All the time.
You mean the once?
That's a hyperbole, right?
What do you get when you put a brown chicken and a brown cow together? You ready?
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Brown chicken, brown. Oh boy!
What's an astronaut's favorite part of the computer key?
Say it again.
An astronaut's favorite key on the computer.
Delete.
Nope. This one. Space bar.
Space bar.
That's a really bad dad
joke. That's a bad.
I know. But
do you know, I follow these guys on Instagram, and it's dad jokes. And
oh,
there's three. Do you see them?
Yes. And the hunters.
They're the hunters. Yeah, they're in honey, and they.
Or they're on the lake. They're on a dock.
Yeah, and
dock
they okay. say stupid jokes, and they fucking crack themselves
coffee.
Out.
Just drinking
it is
coffee.
So funny. Their reaction is so funny. The one guy will go, like,
dead
whatever.
Hand.
They might not get it right away.
Takes a second,
and then you just see them, and they're, oh my god, yeah, they're funny. The other one I watched too. The new one that I fell on was Chef Reactions. Have you watched that?
Oh, yes.
No.
So basically he takes, it's just him in front of a camera, like his whole, like nose, face, whatever, and he's kind of leaned in, he's a chef. And the story behind him is he had...
Chef Reactions is a chef?
Yeah.
Come on.
He had to quit his job. He had to quit his job to look after his grandmother. So basically he takes these really weird recipes, like somebody made macaroni and cheese out of cheese balls, and he goes, and he... comments the entire time on their videos. It is fucking hilarious. You have to watch it because I'm not really.
That actually sounds funny.
It is
yeah.
so
it's
funny.
Yeah.
And he'll go, and
on,
then he rates
it's
them
on
Instagram. Chef
Instagram.
Reactions.
Okay.
And anyway, and he'll go. Well, you know what? Yeah, maybe I'll try. I would try that, right? Or he'll rate it like that is no, that is a .001
yeah.
never,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
But you should see the stuff people make. And he'll just go, yeah, that's a good idea. Like,
so
just
now,
throw it in the garbage. Like, it's funny.
It all in the
now that you watch them, you probably get a lot of that stuff pop up on your Instagram.
Oh, yeah, you
now,
would.
Right? Because it goes into your algorithm, right?
Yeah.
Has anybody watched
that?
Baby Reindeer?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, what's that
I
about?
Did.
I don't understand it.
Well, it's crazy.
It's trippy. Yeah. So apparently, Sloan told me that... The comedian guy that is actually that's his life.
I know it was
this
a true
is
story.
Him. It's a true story.
So what
yeah.
is it about? What is it?
It's
what is it?
Freaking trippy. He gets. Well, he's a Jeff basically.
Okay.
So
younger.
There's another.
No
one?
Offense, but he
apparently
he meets this chick
yes.
and she's fucking crazy and
yeah.
she invades his life and it's
what do they call it? Baby Reindeer. What's that?
Well, about? You have to wait. You don't get that to the very, very last minute
oh.
of the show.
But it's freaky good.
It's
it
a
is
show.
Good.
This is a show on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
Netflix.
It's
oh.
a series.
Okay.
One of the
series
that it's like, oh fuck, all right. Oh, it's only 36 minutes. Okay. Oh, all right. That one's only okay. It's 42 minutes. You know, like the ones
oh.
that are short.
Oh.
Where next thing you know, it's 4 o'clock in the morning,
you've
and you go,
yeah.
well, I watched that.
Yeah.
It's
so good though.
It is
like
good.
The acting's
okay,
good.
Oh,
okay. So he apparently he said that the girl that plays the girl part that he, you know. This was his real life thing, was so eerily, she played it
on
so
point.
Well mm-hmm. that it tripped him out doing taping.
Oh, really?
Because she was so freakily
the
same.
Oh,
point.
Yeah.
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 So it was a reenactment, and this
yeah.
girl was so close,
so bang
close
on
bang
that,
on to what
yeah.
this girl
on
did.
Point,
oh,
yeah.
wow. Okay,
yeah.
I'll have to watch
that
this.
That won't happen to me
yeah,
ever.
I'm
going to
have to watch it too.
That's on Netflix, eh?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah Jeff May. Like, seriously. How many people have you been on a second date with that are measuring the furniture to move it?
Yeah,
to
yeah, really.
That's
come
that's
on.
That's next level messed up.
Like,
it did throw me.
Yeah,
the fact that she wanted
should.
To have your
it
last
threw
name
you, threw you enough to
it
for
should.
A third date. That's, that's just
family,
right?
That's
no shit. Let's see what happens.
That would have been like that would have been this me.
Run,
yeah.
run, Forrest,
I
run.
I wouldn't have got this that far.
I'm glad you did though, because it would have been way less funny hadn't you?
Jeez,
I don't. I think you should call her tonight and hook up,
no,
and then come back
no.
and talk about it.
You should call her on the phone right now.
No,
3 days.
She can't hear it ringing.
And he didn't even
Jeff, you need to be
Jesus.
Forrest Gump.
I watched Forrest
What's
Gump the other
fuck?
Night again, too.
Hey, you don't know what you're going to get.
Life's like a box of chocolates.
Life's like a box of chocolates.
Every day you go on, you must go, all right, what's happening now?
Well, I should be like Forrest Gump, just waiting at the bus stop
and
for
run
Christ, with a box
run
of chocolates.
As soon as somebody gets into your, like, that's crazy. Run, Forrest, run. Right? Run, Jeff, run.
I
she was all Jeffed up, Don. I don't know what's wrong with her.
Okay, no offense to you at all in any way, shape, or form. How many guys has she gone, I'm going to measure my furniture, like on the second date?
I don't think I'm the first.
Obviously.
Clearly not.
She's probably not
that
a little short on cash.
I question if she's ever had a second date. And this is what's really like.
Oh, that might be it.
I think this is the first time in a second.
He asked me on a second date.
Came back in a second date.
He didn't run when I took my wig and my extensions off. This is good. I got him in.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Not that it matters.
No,
but I've
what
never
was her
been
real hair like. Did she have hair?
Yeah, it was short,
nappy,
okay,
and
but
black around the sides, and then the top was
bald.
She was
she's a dude.
Okay, so
no,
she
was.
So she might have had an alopecia. Or
no, she's a black girl, and then the top was the top was dyed yellow, and it was afro, and the side was brush cut.
Okay,
it was fucked. I couldn't look at her. I couldn't. She took the wigs off. I went, fuck! That was wigs.
Yeah, a lot of women wear wigs because they like to look different than they do. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, so when I noticed on the second date that
wearing makeup.
Yeah, I get it. Maybe I should consider extensions or a fucking toupee or a hairpiece.
A lot of men could.
No, I can't. No, you guys would fucking nap if I did that. You guys would never.
You should get something that totally looks fake, though. Like, and it looks like a rug.
Yeah.
like your wig that you have, the one that I went, oh.
Yeah, there's something about you.
Wigs can be fun.
Yeah.
Women like to, you know, if they go out for a dinner or dancing and they want to look sultry, then they can have a sultry look.
Has any of the women at this table now wore a wig in their life?
I have not.
I have for a costume.
But a lot of black girls do.
On a date.
But a lot of black girls do.
Yes.
They just do.
Yes, they do.
It's part of their
thing.
Culture.
Yeah, because you know what? I mean, and I understand it. I mean, you know, a lot of them have short, tight,
curly hair.
So they want to have long, flowy hair, and that's fine.
It's a lot of work.
Right?
It's a lot of work to get your curly
hair. Or they can't get
when
your
when you've got enough.
Yeah,
it's easier to throw a wig on. Especially today.
Yeah, Andrew's girlfriend wears wigs.
Yeah,
I was going to say, you don't even have to be black to wear a wig. Look at
Dolly
Parton.
When I was in the car with her last night,
yeah,
the other night, and it was dark, and she says, what do you think of my wig? And I went,
fantastic.
It looks great.
How big's the bed again?
I felt like, say, pardon, I can't hear you.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm trying to learn sign language. Could we practice?
I don't know. You should invite everybody over to your house for the first time.
I just can't understand.
Can't wait for somebody to light it on fire.
I didn't sleep with her, and she's.
Wow. No. I never had sex with her. Nope. Slept next to her, but I never.
Did she want to?
Did
she
cuddle her?
Yeah. Like
yes, there was cuddling, but then
did she not want to have sex? Is that what her?
Did she put her hand in your private area?
Was she saving herself for your wedding day or what?
Well, I'm just wondering how you might not have picked up the cue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that your hand on my penis or your hearing aid?
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
But we found the hearing aid successfully,
okay.
So.
Did she want to have sex?
Yes.
Oh.
And I said no.
Why did you say
no? Okay. Because I want to be a gentleman.
Come on, stop it. Hand to God. Hand to God.
Play the gentleman card. If you don't want to have it, just say play the gentleman
card. No, I play crazy card. No, Jeff's not going this far over the fucking off the
band.
Just,
yeah, but did you say that to her? I'm not.
I just said, I'm sorry, but I really don't think we're a match.
Okay.
And then when the hearing aids came flying across the room and hit me in the eye.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Did she throw them at you?
Yeah, that the CPAP machine. I was like, oh, fuck, that thing's got to be cleaned
did
yet.
Did she seriously throw that shit at you?
She threw some,
did she?
She said it was Cuban, it was a bunch of silver Cuban, but it was Cuban money.
She threw money at you.
Well, she had, it was a handful of silver.
Did you pick it up and take
it? You're an asshole.
Really?
I fucked off. After I unlocked all the locks again, because when we're in the apartment, I was click, 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 and fuck,
how do I get out? Like
Fort
Knox.
So you were in Hamilton.
Fort Knox, here we go.
And then that was it? And you walked home?
I came out and called a friend. And, can you please come get me or I'm itching? So my buddy Stewie came and got me.
He had to have just been dying.
Oh, yes.
Was it Al?
No, Stewie. Fuck Jeff.
We called Al.
Oh, okay. For sure.
Because I was shattered. I needed to console
her. And she threw money at me.
Yeah, she was mad.
And needed Al to console you. Take
the
money?
That would have been funny, right? Get on the floor and scramble for the coins and leave.
I was at the door trying to get out with all these fucking locks.
Oh my
Where's
God.
The keys? Have you got the keys? What do you think?
Got any more dating stories?
No, that's it.
Come on. Come on. You got to have more.
No, I'm going to hang it up.
He's a little
No,
shy.
I mean from way back when. You got to have some funny stuff.
You're not allowed to hang it up. Did from he ever where? Tell you about the one where he got pulled over and he was naked in the
yes.
car?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
You know, I...
It happens. It happens.
I mean, it happens.
These things happen. In our youth. Drive around naked.
Or in your 50s.
You know what? That was a wise choice because had I continued because it was a ride program. And I fucking blew it around and drove back to Paris and boom. And I fucking start craving naked cops. I don't know where my wallet is.
The cop pulled you over and you were naked?
Yeah! Do you not know this story?
So I was out with this girl and we went parking.
Yes.
And I had this, hey. After
you
parking,
you know you have a perfectly good bed, right? I'm just saying.
No, he was younger.
Young,
right?
Young.
No, you were young. Okay.
Living
all right.
So I said, hey, here's a good idea. What do you say we drive around naked?
You did not.
Well, that's what I said to her. Yeah, so well, that's how... Well,
you and her both? She was naked as well?
Yeah.
And she went, oh, yeah?
And she went, yeah, that's a
idea.
Great idea, Jeff. Fuck, who do you date?
Clearly, there's...
I was young.
No, but I'm more judging her. I fucking know you're a lunatic, but I'm judging her right now.
Actually, she had been a longtime girlfriend.
Oh, and that makes a difference. You're right. Let's drive around naked. Great idea.
Just trying to spice things up.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
At 18
I guess
years
you
old.
Had to be there when the blowing around like fucking 50 feet from the ride program. And
oh
and then
gosh.
They come after you?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because
okay.
You turned around, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I went sped away. Like,
oh. I'm naked.
I'm
naked and
I'm
drunk.
I'm not drunk, but I'm naked.
So he was probably drunk.
So what did he say? What did the cops say when he pulled
you over?
No, but I'm naked. No, you asked me if I've been drinking.
No, but I'm naked.
Isn't there a serious naked and scared?
Was she naked at this point, too, still?
She was scrambling.
She was scrambling for
her
clothes, yeah.
No, shit.
Where's your wallet? Or where's your license? I don't know.
Somewhere in the car.
Somewhere in my pants that are not on? Oh, my God.
That was a special occasion.
So what did you get charged with?
Nothing.
No, he knew. Because
the guy was
decent,
laughing too hard.
Exposure.
He knew Jeff, right?
Decent exposure.
So, yeah.
No, he... Jeff. What are you,
oh, he knew
what are you.
You
doing, Jeff?
What are you
doing?
Yeah.
He knew
you.
He knew.
He
knew.
And I went...
Right?
Yeah. And they were all like...
They knew.
They,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And he goes like, what are you doing?
Jeff, what are you doing?
Let me try to explain this.
He goes, don't even explain. Just get out of here.
Yeah. Just maybe you should go home, Jeff.
Yeah, please, Jeff. Please go home.
Can you grab my pants in the back seat first?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Can you turn around while I get out of the car to get my pants?
Can you turn your head so she can get dressed?
Well, that too.
Oh, my God.
Shortly after that, her and I parted ways, too, though.
No. You guys ever got caught parking? Anybody ever get caught parking?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, me too, twice.
Yes.
Yeah,
that was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were in a cornfield.
Mm-hmm. We were in back mode, back country road.
In a car, in a cornfield.
Yeah.
Mine was Turkey Point, and my friends all left me, and I was obviously with somebody, and they got caught parking there.
Yeah.
You okay, miss? Fine. Anyway, and the other one was with Glenhurst Gardens. Right? I don't know why. The cops won't come here. They'll never know about the place.
Right.
Off we go. With my husband.
It's always neat when they pull up. They're like, what are you guys doing?
Right.
Fucking around.
Not having sex. You can't see it because it's foggy. That's just because we're talking a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that was not the topic we were going to talk about tonight.
No, what were we going to talk about?
It doesn't matter. We'll save it for another one.
Summer songs.
No, I swear to God.
Has anybody else had crazy dates? Like
that's
crazy
more than
dates?
A hat holder, by the way, on your head, on your
crazy
shoulders.
Crazy dates.
Yeah, crazy dates.
Dates. Oh, wow. Mm.
Yes.
It's been too long for me, so.
I know, me too.
I did.
No.
Like, dates.
Did you?
Okay. Yeah, I was telling you. I know I was telling you, but we were going to Tequila Willie's a lot, and there was a guy there, and I was living with Shannon and
Burlington
Karen.
Tequila Willie's?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
And Karen liked him, right? And he was a good-looking guy, dancer, whatever, and he asked me to go for dinner. He goes, why don't you come over for dinner or whatever? But we'd seen him a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, every weekend you'd see him, you'd be dancing. Hey, whatever, good-looking
brilliant
guy.
Brilliant idea driving all the way to Burlington.
What's that?
When they didn't have Uber. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
We drove all the way
to
Burlington.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. So I go to his house, and he lived in Burlington. I go to his house, and I literally, he's at the door, and he goes, oh, my God. And I think I drove, like, I was in my 20s. I drove a Sunbird GT, which was an awful lot like a Cavalier, right?
Yep.
So anyway, he goes, oh my God, you drive a Sunbird GT? And I go, yeah. And he goes, my ex-girlfriend drives a Cavalier. And I went, oh, great. Awesome. So I get in the house and he turns around and he goes, so what nationality are you? And I go, French. He goes, oh my God. He goes, my ex-girlfriend's French.
No.
And he goes, and yeah. So then he goes, what kind of alcohol does your dad drink? I bet you any money it's Chivas Regal. And I'm going, yeah. And he goes, oh my God. And I go, you know what? I'm pretty sure the wrong person is here for dinner. I gotta go, right? Yeah. So I walk in the house and Karen's there and she was kind of pissed that I went. I go, by the way, you're fucking welcome. Yeah. That was it. Oh, fuck.
So I can't remember how old I was. I was in university. I was probably, I don't know, early 20s, whatever it was. And my brother's 9 years older than me. So say I'm 20, just for lack of whatever. So my brother's friend, who is, say, lack of whatever, 30. Mm-hmm. So he's like, and I can't remember where we were, but he knew I liked Blue Rodeo. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, I want to take you out to Blue Rodeo. And I hadn't dated this guy. Obviously, he's 10 years older. So, mm-hmm. And that's a big age gap at 20 to 30,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right.
Free concert.
Right?
I'm in.
So pulls into my parent. And I'm living at home because I'm in school. I'm in university. Yep. And he's so, anyway, summertime. Pulls in. And I go to the car and he's got his two kids in the back seat.
The fuck? Great.
We're all going. It's a family thing.
Family day.
Who are they?
Yeah.
And he said, oh, it's just my kids. Yeah, we're going to swing by my ex-wife's house and drop the kids off.
Whoa.
And I said, have a good time at the concert. And I walked in the house and shut the door.
Wow.
Like, seriously. I'm 20.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
no, you're not taking me to your
ex-wife's house who's 10 years older, and she's going to spit in my eyeball
because
I'm 10 years younger. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck?
Right?
Yeah.
He was all jealous.
I went on a date.
No
with
idea
guy
that he was, sorry, no idea no. that he had been married nor had kids. And I knew nothing other than I'm going to Blue Rodeo.
Yeah, me.
He was right?
A friend of your brother. Wow.
That's a good one.
I went on a date with a guy, and you would know him, but I'm not going to say his name. And
come on,
he was
first name.
No, he was a year younger than I was, and he came over and he chewed his gum so loud and wore so much fucking cologne, I would never see him again. Oh, this is over. I swear to God, I'd get wigged out really easy by people. By the way,
all right, I have a question that way.
All right.
Hey,
how much is too much? Cologne?
Yeah. Well. Because sometimes I wear it and sometimes I don't. And I just kind of,
cologne's nice.
I hold it back a bit so
women
I don't
like
get
cologne.
It. Yeah. Just kind of waft over me.
That's exactly what you need.
I don't know. I like.
Don't bath
you
in it.
You want to smell it.
Don't bath in it, but I
want
to
smell it.
I want to be able to
okay,
smell it.
Okay, so what would be a cologne you would recommend?
Oh, there's lots I like.
I like Dracar Noir. Dracar Noir.
That's like circa
1900,
whatever, right?
But it has a nice smell.
Paco Rabanne is what I wear sometimes. Paco Rabanne.
There's lots of great smells. Mm-hmm.
I've got some.
Mike, what do you wear?
Fierce.
Mike just walked in.
Fierce.
What do you wear?
Fierce. Oh. Abercrombie.
Abercrombie. Oh. Yeah, Abercrombie has some good ones.
All right.
Yeah. Always strong, though. You walk in that store and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, but you don't need to bathe in it.
No,
right?
Mike Bale.
A thousand of me.
Mike Bale. Yeah.
Oh my God. No, did you have any bad dates?
No, I never really dated.
Oh,
so,
that's true.
Yeah, I never really.
I'm gonna say
I never did anything that like I could say that I mean, I was stupid.
Well, if you want to know some tips of things not to do, you let me know.
How about the guy? About what? Like it was probably 4 years ago, maybe. And I just Bruno
oh my
and I had
God,
broken
so
up,
funny.
And I had two dates, and like weekend one after the other weekend we went online or whatever, and the one guy literally he walks in, I'm at the keg, we're at the keg, and he goes, and you know whatever he comes in he goes yeah he sits down he goes you know He goes, I was going to drive my Mustang, but I thought I'd drive my Murano instead. And I went, holy fuck. After he ate half my dinner and then looked at me and said, isn't this a 10-date place? And I go, isn't eating somebody's dinner like a 20-date thing?
Yeah, you were eating, he was eating your dinner.
Oh, my God. Such a weird date. Like, honestly.
My first date at the keg, super high-end, apparently.
Apparently.
And Reed was like, what, are you supposed to go to McDonald's? Like,
yeah, like, where's your first date? Like, where do you go? Like, wait, Wendy's? And he goes, well, you know, I mean, this is... And then when the bill came, he didn't move. And I went, oh, you want me to pick that up? Or he goes, well, I think you should pay half. And I go, you ate half my meal and drank the bottle of wine. Anyway, I did. I did just to get rid of him. But he was sitting there the whole time bragging about, yeah, and I live here, and I live beside... Both my neighbors are surgeons, and, you know, and what... Like, he just told... It was ridiculous. Bragger. Absolutely ridiculous.
Let me look at my watch.
A shout out to Roxy's. I took Rita for dinner tonight. I paid.
Oh, did you?
And
Rita told him
how much to put on as a tip.
Roxy. I said, by the way, he's got way more money than he looks like he has.
They got good food there, right?
But he is a Roxy. Johnston.
No shit.
Shout out to Roxy's.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. The cheeseburger I had, and I tasted Rita's soup, and Barry was so friendly.
I love Barry. I love Lisa. And their chef, I can't remember his name, Joe, I think. He is such a sweet, sweet man. They make everything homemade.
Yeah,
they have great food.
It was
a small place, but yeah.
Yeah. Good prices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me my next date. You know what? I'm coming back to what you said. I'm gonna present photographs.
I thought we were supposed to vet you.
That's what we're going to do. We're going back to the vet.
I thought we already said that.
We're riding your new friend's vet.
You ran solo. And look at what happens to the mess of your life. Fuck.
Yeah. She's going to show up at your house.
You need guidance big time.
Yeah.
And not from me.
She's going to show up at your house.
Well, I'll lock the door.
You better have 14 locks. Put 14 locks on.
I never thought of that.
I bet you she might be a pro at doing them real quick.
Yeah.
I can't go home.
No, you got crazy.
I've
got to
move.
Oh my God.
No offense, but she's going to come banging.
I'll
sorry.
Go down now.
So I got to tell you, I picked him up for.
I'll put money on it.
I picked him up today, and of course, like we said, Jeff lived with me, but not biblically. He rented a room, so let's put that right out there. And I'm telling you, I drive by his house today, and he's outside doing lawn work. And I go, oh, I had no idea you did lawn work. I thought you just threw fucking cigarettes all over the lawn. He's 2.5 years. He never offered once
to cut
to even
lawn?
Vacuum a pool. No, nothing.
So I'm going to get rid of
just ate crackers.
Out of my garden a bouquet of flowers.
Wow.
You should see my garden, man. It's fucking popping.
You got flowers?
Yeah,
nice.
You got tulips?
It's popping, it's rocket. No, I haven't had tulips in a while either.
No, I think you kissed her. You held her hand.
Oh, well.
Did you kiss her? Did you neck her?
You know what? No. There was a.
Did you put the tongue?
There was a.
We're going to go back to that. Keep that thought. We're going back to that.
Go back.
There was a kiss, but.
Was it good?
No.
Oh.
Because I felt like I was fighting for a kiss.
Yeah, yeah.
I felt the whole time, I didn't know why the fuck she had me there because.
But then she wanted to sleep with you.
And don't just move in with you.
Not sex.
No,
there was no sex.
Yeah, but she wanted sex.
No. Oh, well, I think third date.
Yeah, the third date.
But I've seen enough where I was like, danger, danger, run away.
Stranger danger.
Yeah. Nobody's around. What do I do? Who do I call?
So we're talking, okay.
So let's go. How do I get out of the fuck?
So we're talking about this. So I am a bit of a freak when I first meet somebody. I'm very, very... I pull back very quickly.
Closed off.
Right? So I'm very closed off. It takes me a little while to let somebody in. I just the way that I am.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, freaked out by kissing somebody new, it freaks me out. So we're having dinner tonight, and I'm telling him this, and I'm going, like, I'll literally go, okay, thanks for a good night, and get in my car.
Bye.
And they got to be going, what the fuck just happened? Yeah. But I'm weird like that, right?
Yeah,
it takes me a while to warm up to that. Anyway, so he goes, no, I get it. It's awkward. Do you use your tongue or not? And I go, what the fuck is wrong with you? Him! I go, what is wrong with you? Two French kisses on the first date!
Okay, I have a question.
Ew!
Let me tell you this story.
So you always make it sound so much fucking worse than it came out.
I go on a date years and years ago, right? And I meet this guy in the parking lot. We're going to this little bar. So I pull in, he pulls in. Oddly enough, same time, right? He comes over. goes to give me a kiss, and I think he's going to give me a peck, shoves his fucking tongue down my throat. I could not end that date quick enough.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm like,
this was before he even, like, this is the beginning of the date?
Beginning, like, in the parking lot.
Like, dude.
It was so aggressive, and so, I'm like,
and it's gross.
Right? Yeah. And I don't know you from, like, seriously, this is a first freaking date.
Yeah.
Right? And it was, I met the friend of a friend, blah, 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 it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. So, I go into the bar restaurant, I have a drink, and I'm like, I gotta go.
Yeah, this is
I,
yeah,
I'm done. I gotta go.
I have a question, though.
I am now out.
Yeah,
my brain is
out.
Like,
totally.
And I'm not gonna be honest. Like, your French kissing has a time and a place, but nothing aggressive.
Exactly.
Where, like, that's so, like,
it
like,
was
if you
a
wanna,
lizard. Yeah, it was a lizard tongue.
Yeah, if you want to turn a woman off, do that. Like, seriously,
no,
very few women go, you want to be.
Your first kiss should be
nice
soft and tender.
Not with
not,
your tongue.
No.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So, any man listening to this right now, you should pay very close attention because we're guiding you.
Yes.
You should be listening. You should be making notes.
I have a question. I do have a question.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I am, for the most part, a gentleman. So, do you... I have always
and,
said...
And, you know, I do not doubt that. I've told
you
that
really
before.
Am.
I told you that
I always
before.
Say, do you think this date warrants a kiss?
Oh, you do?
Should we share a kiss goodnight?
So, what happens if she goes, because she's a freak, like I am, and she goes, but she likes you, and she says, what happens if she goes, no... Will you take that as she's not interested?
No, because I'll just get based on how the date went, too. I don't
like, I literally run away.
You know what? I also don't want to be asked.
That's nice, though.
I don't want to be asked if can I kiss you? That's lame to me, right? If
it should be natural.
It should be natural. If you know that it's the right time and it's going to happen.
All right.
I think if somebody asked me if they could kiss me, if I was sort of inclined that way, it wouldn't offend me. It wouldn't offend me. I'd go,
just genuinely.
Yes.
Like, I thought that.
But you know when would know when you're approaching the front door or whatever, or the thing, whether you're still like squared up.
Is
like,
her hand in
but
my
if
pants?
She's this way, then it's probably not happening.
Or she's running.
Read the body language.
Right. Yeah. Okay. No, literally, I turn into a lunatic.
She's done.
I do. I literally turn into a lunatic. I get in my head and I go, I gotta go. Like, literally cut you off. You give me the middle of a sentence and I'll go, okay, that was great. Bye. Hug. And then off I go. And then I go, I had such a great time. And I did. Yeah.
But could you be with somebody that can't kiss?
You could teach them.
Yeah.
Ask Donna this question.
You can teach them.
You can. I was telling him that I was with somebody who was fucking brutal with it. And I remember saying to him one day, okay, here's what I'm going to do. Do not kiss me back. You'll figure it out. And he did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I didn't say, like, you're a shitty kisser and try to, like, completely screw it up.
Yeah.
But he was awful.
Slow
and then
down.
He did figure
slow
it out.
Down.
He figured
slow
it out.
Slow down.
Because I like lots of kisses. I don't need your tongue in my mouth, honestly. Yeah. I mean, there's a time and a very small place for that, right?
Yeah.
But it's not my thing. But anyway. What about you, Dave?
I got nothing.
Well, on that note, if anybody wants to, like, I don't know, like, email us. Let us know what your thoughts are on that. Find us on VodkaFriday.ca. Follow us on Instagram. And tell your friends. Buy our product. By the way, our espresso martinis. Don and I are on a mission to go to every fucking LCBO from here to Timbuktu.
It's live.
Yeah, it's live. And we're on the road, actually, actively on the road. And her and I are shaking hands and kissing babies and getting product out there. Anyway, like, share, follow. Cheers, everybody. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Happy Black Friday.
Happy Black Friday.
Bye.